Well, we knew that this was coming. It was anticipated that the Bank of Canada would likely raise its benchmark interest rate by 50 basis points. Some people thought maybe a quarter point might happen, but I think most were pointing to the half percentage point, 50 basis points. So up to 4.25% as of a half hour ago. I guess historically, these are still low interest rates compared to what we've been used to over these last several years. For anyone out there who, locked in at 1% or who has one of those variable interest rates where the payment is actually affected by this, this feels like a lot. Moshe Lander is on the line, economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. Good morning.
Good morning.
You expected this, that it would go up by this much this morning?
I did. I got it right for once. Yeah, I was expecting the 50 basis points because I think that what we're going to see in 2023 now is a little bit more fine tuning than just this aggressive move up and try and signal that they mean business.
So more of a plateau in 2023 then, or?
Yeah, I think if we're going to see any moves in 2023, they're going to be more of the traditional sort of 25 basis points here and there, fine-tuning to see how expectations now adjust. And I think that's been the biggest concern that they've had, is they know that increasing interest rates will bring inflation down eventually. It's how much does this inflation get entrenched in people's mindsets that when they go to their employer, they are asking for 7, 8, 10% raises. If they come back down to something a little more modest and realize they might be lucky to have a job at all, let alone a job that comes with a 7% raise, the Bank of Canada might be able to back off then and say, all right, we just need maybe a couple more hikes in early 23 and that's it.
So remind us kind of how all of this works, because inflation skyrockets and the Bank of Canada does this to its interest rates to try to pull that back in line. They can't do it all at once, right? They're doing it kind of bit by bit here to sort of gauge how much impact that has on the economy and how effectively it works and just how far they have to go. Because this is the latest in a series of hikes that we've seen, obviously, over the course of this past year.
Yeah, they could have done it all in one shot. I guess the analogy that I might use is, if anybody's looking to quit smoking or to diet, you can go cold turkey. You're going to be an absolute bear to be around, though. And you're probably better off with a little bit of incrementalism and see how it works, right? Get used to one less cigarette a day or get used to one less snack a week. Do a little bit of exercise. And when you start to see a little bit of those results, it motivates a little bit more exercise, a little bit more cigarette cutting. But the idea, too, is that the amount of adjustment that's needed is not as significant. So even though people will say that the Bank of Canada moved very aggressively in increasing interest rates, they did it over a 12-month period rather than all in one shot, which would have probably destroyed the economy and made us a big bear from an economic standpoint.
And obviously done all kinds of damage to the housing market, which has changed dramatically over the course of the last year. In large part because of interest rates.
Yeah, and the fact is that when the interest rates started moving, they were very clear in saying Canadians better get their debt in order because this is not going to be an easy ride for them. So the fact that they were saying that, hey, this is coming, we're not done yet, get ready, there's more on the way, they were at least giving Canadians a chance that at the margin, they can adjust their spending behavior, they can maybe have those conversations with the bank manager before they have to, fire sale their home or something like that. So there was at least an attempt to try and modestly reduce the amount of damage that this could have done to the economy if they had gone all in one shot. And the fact is that if they had gone all in one shot, it wouldn't have really given a proper indication either as to how well their moves were working. Here, by breaking it up into 7 increases, that allows them to gauge along the way, are these doing what we expect them to do, even in the early stages, mid stages, and next year in the later stages?
You have some people out there, slightly older generation, who bought homes in the 70s, 80s, those high interest rates, who are saying, pshaw, relax, get over yourselves, 4.25%, nothing to get excited about. But how much of an impact does it have when so many of us did buy high, have tons invested in our homes, maybe are paying as much as we possibly can on a monthly rate, and some people have a variable rate that actually you know, for some people that payment doesn't get affected. It's just how long it takes them to pay down the principal. But others have a different system and their payment actually fluctuates depending on the rates and others looking to buy. How much does it have an impact on that side of things, a negative impact?
It's having a huge impact. I think we're seeing across all Canadian markets, Ottawa included, that, you know, the housing markets are down anywhere from 10 to 35% in a six-month period, right? So it is having an impact. And those of that generation that say, give me a break, 4.25, that's true. But this is the highest level that it's been now since 2008. So if you're, say, 50 or under, then the reality is that this is probably the highest in your adult home-owning lifetime. And so it is a lesson that has to be learned again, unfortunately. But at least fortunately, it's not at 10, 20% interest rates like we would have seen in the 90s or going back. So it has caught a lot of Canadians. And I'm sure that, you know, the phrase trigger rate is probably something that most had not heard of. And it's something that they learned about when they got a call from the bank saying, I think we need to talk.
When you say little adjustments in that key interest rate into 2023, do you think this is around the mark where we're going to stay for some time, right around that 4% mark is going to be kind of where we start to base things off of over the next year or two? Or can you crystal ball that or no?
So if I said that I expect next year the overnight rate will be at 4 point something, then why don't we work from that? So whether that's 4.25, 4.5, or 4.75, I don't know that it would necessarily get up to 5, but I also don't see it going down into the 3s. Even if Canada enters into a recession, which would normally precipitate lower interest rates, I don't envision that the recession is going to be of a depth that necessitates lowering interest rates. So I think we're going to be here in the 4% to 5% range for at least the next 6 months. It's just, like I said, are we going to see an extra quarter percentage point here, quarter percentage point maybe further on down the line, possibly? It's how fast now the 2022 interest rate hikes affect the 2023 behavior.
Right. So get used to it, budget and plan accordingly. But there are signs that in some areas the inflation is starting to ease off, and other than groceries in a couple of key areas that we're seeing some of that sort of come back down to kind of more sensible levels, right?
Yes. And, you know, the inflation was being driven by two things, demand side, which higher interest rates are clearly choking off, but also from supply side, where interest rates wouldn't be effective. But what's happening is that as we get more comfortable with the new world order, these businesses, in their pursuit of profit, are reorganizing their supply chains, and they're figuring out ways around the hiccups that COVID created. And so as they figure those things out, those supply chains get back in line again. And when they get back in line, they might be at higher prices than they were pre-COVID. But once they settle in at those higher prices, further price increases are unlikely to happen, which means further inflation is unlikely to happen. So it is very likely that we've maybe seen the worst of the inflation numbers for the next little while.
Fingers crossed. All right, Moshe Landa, thank you so much. Appreciate your time and perspective, as always.
Anytime.
That is Moshe Landa, economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. As the Bank of Canada this morning raised its benchmark interest rate by 50 basis points, it now sits at 4.25%.